This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man, well, and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to play. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The FBI needs to explain why Michael Flynn was recorded. Because someone broke the law. And there's also now word that Reince Priebus is reportedly in hot water. I will get into that story as well. And also, this from the Washington Free Beacon today. Former Obama officials and loyalists waged a secret campaign to oust Flynn. This is a story by Adam Credo. Now, remember this. Remember when Michael Flynn came out a couple weeks ago and he said he's going to put Iran on notice? Remember that? Okay? So I want to read this article to you. The abrupt resignation Monday evening of White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is the culmination of a secret, months-long campaign by former Obama administration confidants to handicap President Donald Trump's national security apparatus and preserve the nuclear deal with Iran, according to multiple sources in and out of the White House, who described to the Washington Free Beacon a behind-the-scenes effort by those officials to plant a series of damaging stories about Flynn in the national media. The effort, said to include former Obama administration advisor Ben Rhodes. Remember, Ben Rhodes is the one that was behind the fake news story about the video and Benghazi. Remember that as I read the story, okay? I want you to remember this. Ben Rhodes, the architect also of a separate White House effort to create what he described as a pro-Iran echo chamber, including a small task force of Obama loyalists who deluged media outlets with stories aimed at eroding Flynn's credibility, multiple sources revealed. Excuse me. The operation primarily focused on discrediting Flynn, an opponent of the Iran nuclear deal, in order to handicap the Trump administration's effort to disclose secret details of the nuclear deal with Iran that had long been hidden by the Obama administration. If this is true, and I have no doubt that it's true, you now have a shadow government in control now of the intelligence apparatus of this country, as well as the media. This is frightening. And everyone should be concerned about this. Insiders familiar with the anti-Flynn campaign told the Free Beacon that these Obama loyalists plotted in the months before Trump's inauguration to establish a set of roadblocks before Trump's national security team, which includes, of course, several prominent opponents of the Iran deal. Sources who spoke to the Free Beacon requested anonymity in order to speak freely about the situation and avoid interfering with the White House's official narrative about Flynn, which centers on his failure to adequately inform the president about a series of phone calls with Russian officials. Flynn took credit for his missteps regarding these phone calls in a brief statement released Monday evening. Trump administration officials subsequently stated that Flynn's efforts to mislead the president and vice president about his contacts with Russia could not be tolerated. However, multiple sources closely involved in the situation pointed to a larger, more secretive campaign aimed at discrediting Flynn and undermining the Trump White House. That's why I think that Donald Trump should have just told everybody to go take a flying leap. It is undeniable that the campaign to discredit Flynn was well underway before Inauguration Day with a very troublesome and politicized series of leaks designed to undermine him, said one veteran national security advisor with close ties to the White House team. This pattern reminds me of the lead-up to the Iran deal and probably features the same cast of characters. The Free Beacon first reported in January that until its final days in office, the Obama administration hosted several pro-Iran voices who were critical in helping to mislead the American public about the terms of the nuclear agreement. This included a former Iranian government official and the head of the National Iranian American Council, or NIAC, which has been accused of serving as Iran's mouthpiece in D.C. Since then, top members of the Obama administration's national security team have launched a communications infrastructure after they left the White House and have told reporters they are using that infrastructure to undermine Trump's foreign policy. This is outrageous. This is outrageous. It's actually Ben Rhodes, the NIAC, and the Iranian mullahs who are celebrating today, said one veteran foreign policy insider who is close to Flynn and the White House. They know that the number one target is Iran. Remember when Flynn came out and said as much. And they all know their little sacred agreement with Iran was going off the books, so they got rid of Flynn before any of the secret arrangements even surfaced. Flynn had been preparing to publicize many of the details about the nuclear deal that had been intentionally hidden by the Obama administration as part of its effort to garner support for the deal, these sources said. Flynn is now gone before anybody can see what happened with these secret agreements, and the second insider close to said a second insider close to Flynn in the White House. Sources in and out of the White House are concerned that the campaign against Flynn will be extended to other prominent figures in the Trump administration. Now, maybe that is why they let Flynn go, because they thought it would stop the bleeding, but it's not going to. This is going to be a relentless campaign against the administration. The drumbeat of leaks of sensitive material related to General Flynn has been building since he was named to this position, said the official who is a member of the White House National Security Council. Last night was not the result of a series of random events. The president has lost a valuable advisor, and we need to make sure this sort of thing does not happen again. I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to go after Steve Bannon. They're going to go after Stephen Miller as well. They want a clean house with all these outsiders and leave the insiders intact. Other sources expressed concern that the public trust in the intelligence community would be eroded by the actions of employees with anti-Trump agendas. The larger issue that should trouble the American people is the far-reaching power of unknown, unelected apparatus in the intelligence community deciding for themselves who serves in government and what is an acceptable policy that will allow the elected representatives of the people to pursue, said the National Security Advisor quoted above. That's exactly what I have said. Exactly. Word for word. You have these unelected individuals within the deep state, within the intelligence community, that are working to undermine and, I think, overthrow this administration. We'll be right back. When you feel down.
Edward Woodson Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna take you back to cooling.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Put aside the issue of Flynn, okay? That nameless faces, nameless faceless bureaucrats, that they were able to take out a president's national security advisor based on a campaign of innuendo. without any evidence whatsoever, should really worry every American. Eli Lake, a Bloomberg View columnist and a veteran national security reporter, told the Washington Free Beacon that Flynn earned a reputation in the Obama administration as one of its top detractors. Michael Flynn was one of the Obama administration's fiercest critics after he was forced out of the Defense Intelligence Agency, said Lake, who described the political assassination of Michael Flynn in his column published early Tuesday. Flynn was a withering critic of Obama's biggest foreign policy initiative, the Iran deal, Lake said. He also publicly accused the administration of keeping classified documents found in the Osama bin Laden raid that showed Iran's close relationship with al-Qaeda. He was a thorn in their side. Lake noted in his column that he does not fully buy the White House's official spin on Flynn's resignation. For a White House that has such a casual and opportunistic relationship with the truth, it's strange that Flynn's lie to Pence would get him fired, Lake wrote. It doesn't add up. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer stated in his daily briefing that the evolving and eroding level of trust as a result of this situation and a series of other questionable incidents is what led the president to ask General Flynn for his resignation. A third source who served as a congressional advisor and was involved in the 2015 fight over the Iran deal told the Free Beacon that the Obama administration feared that Flynn would expose the secret agreements with Iran. Now, the question is, did they just completely freak out when Flynn got up after a White House briefing or during a White House briefing and said, look, we're going to put you on notice? And is that when they decided they were going to just take him out? They had to take him out? Because the Obama administration knew, apparently, according to this source, that Flynn was going to release the secret documents around the Iran deal, which would, of course, blow up their myth that it was a really good deal. So in December, again, according to this source, the Obama National Security Council started going to work with their favorite reporters, selectively leaking damaging and incomplete information about Flynn. After Trump was inaugurated, some of these people stayed in and began working from the outside, and they cooperated to keep undermining Trump, the source said, detailing a series of leaks from within the White House in the past weeks targeting Flynn. Last night's resignation was their first major win, but unless the Trump people get serious about cleaning house, it won't be the last, says this source. Now, and look, the reason why I'm spending so much time on this is because I want you to understand how important this is and what's going on here and how this is an attempted coup d'etat. Because they're trying to, piece by piece, take out those members within the Trump administration that are the outsiders. That's why you had all this fake outrage about Steve Bannon. Right? Because they're afraid. These globalists are afraid. Now, I want to play this for you. This is Brian Seltzer. This is today on CNN. Saying that the Flynn resignation is a big moment for journalists. And they gave themselves a big pat on the back this morning on CNN. I want you to listen to this. Just so you know. Again, this is a concerted effort on the part of the intelligence community in conjunction with the media to get rid of our elected, duly elected, fair and square president of the United States. Okay? Make no mistake about it. That's what's going on. And let me see if I can get this to play here, because for some reason it's not. Here we go. So Brian Seltzer says that the resignation of Mike Flynn is a big moment for journalism, okay?
U.S.-Canada relationship, fine. Also ask about Michael Flynn. These journalists who did not ask about Flynn, they looked bad yesterday afternoon. They look even worse now, now that Flynn has resigned. Let's remember that on Friday afternoon, President Trump was on Air Force One on the way to Mar-a-Lago. He told reporters when asked about Flynn, he didn't know what it was about. He had not read the story. Does anyone believe that he had not read that bombshell Washington Post story with nine sources that broke this thing wide open?
Well, it's also harder to believe that now that we know that the acting attorney general, who'd been dismissed by Trump's Sally Yates, at the end of last month, at the end of January, had alerted the White House about this problem with Michael Flynn. So that's even harder.
And Clapper.
This
was right in plain sight for a while. And by the
DNI,
way,
Clapper.
A big moment for investigative journalism.
Right.
This has been
moment.
A story led by the Washington Post, the New York Times, the CNNs of the world. If it weren't for journalists digging into this, we wouldn't know about it. So when you hear about it.
If it weren't for the Washington Post and the New York Times and the CNNs of the world, my God, you wouldn't know the truth.
Anonymous sources, when you hear about leaks from the White House or from the government, this is what that's so important for.
And we're seeing something else, because this isn't a pat on the back. This is the job. The media is going to do its job. Journalists will always do its job. Doesn't matter whether they're liked or not. It's not a popularity contest. But what are we seeing here in real time? Okay, they break the story. Flynn resigns. He says in his letter, basically, I own this. Okay, this wasn't some political trap set by the media. He owned it. But what else are we seeing? This can't be the end of the story.
No.
The White House wants us to be all about Michael Flynn. I am seeing the media say, well, he lied to Pence, he lied to... How do we know?
Yes, we
How
know.
Do we know? The White House knew for weeks. Right. They did nothing. They pretended they didn't know about it. They said yesterday he has the full confidence, Michael Flynn, of the president.
Yes. That's what Kellyanne Conway said that, which was a mixed message from what Sean Spicer had said, and that's a problem in itself.
Right, except it is a messaging problem. It's a messaging problem. But it's not a credibility problem in terms of Kellyanne Conway went rogue. No, she didn't. Nobody's closer to President Trump than she is. They say, well, there was new information that came out after that.
Yeah.
They already knew everything they needed to know. Do we believe at this point, do the facts tell us, that this begins and ends with Michael Flynn?
It doesn't seem that way.
Oh, what tangled web we weave. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So, the Obama White House was so concerned that the Kremlin could possibly blackmail Flynn that they decided to share classified information on his call with the press. Come on. Really? Really? Now, the media can't have it both ways. Is Trump the crazy, lying, know-nothing guy, or is he the all-knowing guy they've just portrayed him as? That he knew all this that was going on. Because they're asking, well, when did he know it? When did he know it? Didn't he know this was going on? Remember when Obama always said that he found everything out when he went to go pick up the... I found out in the newspapers just like you all did. I went out to get the newspaper. I was going to take Bo for a walk. And lo and behold, there was the New York Times breaking these stories. Remember? And the media just accepted it. It was, okay. Guess he didn't know. It's not his fault he didn't know. He had no idea what was going on. I found out just like you did. I found out just like you did. Found out in the news. But, apparently, Donald Trump is, he's either stupid, and he's a liar, and he's crazy, or he knows exactly what he's doing. Okay? But you got to pick one. You can't have it both ways. And I just love how the media is, patting themselves on the back now. In fact, CNN's, last night, CNN's Nia Malika Henderson said that the press had scored some points against the White House with the resignation of one Michael Flynn. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Chris calling from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey.
Hello?
Ed, can you hear me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just, what do we do now, man?
Nothing. What do you mean? What do we do?
How can they get away with this crap?
Well,
the media, when are they going to get their just desserts? When?
That I cannot answer. You know, they're so firmly entrenched. And the problem is, Chris, is that the media is working in cahoots with, people within the intelligence community, people within the government. And this should really concern everyone, frankly.
Yeah, I can just think of all my liberal friends, how really the next time I see them, if they open their mouths, I'm really going to want to kind of punch them in the face. Because they don't know what they're talking about to begin with. And now they especially don't know what they're talking about. So, here's like one liberal friend of mine. Like, the media was never, they were never like that to Obama. Or they were just like that with Obama as they are with Trump. Like, come on, give me a break. After that last segment that you play of all those reporters patting themselves on the back.
Right.
It's like, they might as well have just been like drooling from the mouth, like over some carcass of an animal they just killed. What it sounded like.
And the thing is, they didn't even do anything. I mean, all this stuff is just basically handed to them and provided to them from, again, the intelligence community. This is, you know, like I've been talking about on the show today. This is literally a soft coup d'état to try to take out the administration, take out
his
advisors. It really is.
And it's all funded by George Soros and whoever else wants to kick the left some money. So really, it's just the left, right? But you've got the left, and you've got the media, which is the left, and then you've got a bunch of money on that side, so they can pretty much do what they want. But, I mean, 50% of us are still not ever going to buy it, right? You'd hope, right? There's a lot, we're not going to buy it. We still hate them.
Well, it's the same thing going on. It's the same people. They're just this is no different. I remember actually you had called me after the, as I recall, after the Billy Bush tapes. And I remember you telling me, what's going on here? I mean, is Donald Trump going to lose or something to the effect of that? And I remember telling you, listen, this is basically mind control, mind games, which is what the CIA does. And it's the same thing. I mean, look, Chris, if you think they were just going to go away, no, they're not going to go away. It's going to continue.
You got to fight every day.
Right. You got to fight every day.
Fight every day.
Look, they've already said, you know what their intentions are. Ultimately, they want to try to plant the seed in your mind of, number one, he's illegitimate, and we have to impeach this guy because he's crazy, he's a liar, you know, on and on and on and on, right? I mean, that's what they're going to do.
So what do you think is going to happen? You have no clue.
I think that there's an internal war going on within the White House right now, frankly, between the forces of the establishment and the outsiders. And so far, right now, they've claimed a scalp in Michael Flynn. I would not have gotten rid of him. I would have held my ground. But there's got to be something else going on. Look, Trump needs to just continue doing what he's doing and
try to
ignore.
Yeah, like I posted on Facebook last night, you know, with the headline, you know, I shared the headline about Michael Flynn, and I said basically to my, I just said, hey, are you happy now, basically? And then we didn't even know last night all this other stuff going on, so we don't know what's going on. Like you say, just have faith that Trump is not against us.
Oh, well, that's absolutely.
Be grateful for that.
Yeah. Look,
be grateful for that. Yeah.
There's a war going on.
And I was going to say, if you're ever discouraged, get on Wikipedia, look up his cabinet, read about each of his cabinet members. That should cheer you up a little bit. So they got good people up there. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and more importantly, Chris, look, these are people that don't need this, okay? They don't need
these
jobs. They're doing this out of really the love for country. I mean, As corny as that sounds, but that's why these people are there. I mean, that's Yeah, and I think that's why Donald Trump decided to run and why he's doing what he's doing. He doesn't need this. Look, this is let's be honest. This is a step down for him. You know.
Did you notice the somber tone? I mean, I think you said that he seemed kind of bored, if I remember, with Trudeau, the meeting.
Yeah.
So, you think his tone is somber because, I mean, who knows? He's got to just be, he's got to be flabbergasted by the level of deception and just everything, how it's going, how it's happening.
I don't think that anybody can really anticipate, really the evil of inside the Beltway and how it is. I just think that, outside looking in, look, he's a businessman.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is some, junior high stuff, really. That's what it is.
Can I just say this, too? A lot of people that you talk to on the street or as you meet every day, they really don't know what the hell they're talking about. When it comes to politics, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. I mean, I don't even know what I'm talking about. But I know much more, you know what I'm saying? People just use stuff. You almost just have to just kind of keep your politics to yourself at some point, because it's just kind of pointless talking to a lot of people. I mean, educated people. I don't understand. Like, people with masters and doctorate degrees are completely politically idiots.
Yes, it's true, but don't try to argue with them, because it's like trying to argue with your dog about quantum physics. Okay, you're just going to get frustrated, Chris. All right, listen, I got to run because I got to take a break, but thank you for calling the show, and thanks for listening. You hang in there, okay, buddy?
All right.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? The fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number. The New York Times reporter who called Melania Trump a hooker at a private event on Sunday has apologized, saying he wants to take ownership of a mistake he made. Jacob Bernstein, the son of Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein and the late writer-director Nora Ephron, came forward on Tuesday to identify himself as a journalist who repeated what he called unfounded rumors about the First Lady in a conversation with model actress Emily Ratajkowski. Speaking at a party in what I thought was a personal conversation, I nonetheless made a stupid remark about the First Lady, he wrote in a series of tweets. My editors have made it clear my behavior was not in keeping with the standards of the times, and I agree. I guarantee you this guy was trying to get laid. So he said that thinking it was, like, cool to say it. Bernstein, a reporter, and I quote, unquote, reporter, on the paper Style section, who co-directed the 2016 HBO documentary Everything is Copy about his mother, added, my mistake referring to unfounded rumors shouldn't reflect on anyone else, and I apologize profusely. Ratajkowski took to Twitter on Monday to tear into an, at the time, unnamed Times reporter for slut-shaming at a private event in the New York City on Sunday. She wrote this, sat next to a journalist from the New York Times last night who told me Melania is a hooker. Whatever your politics, it's crucial to call this out for what it is, slut-shaming. I don't care about her nudes or sexual history, and no one should. She went on to add, gender-specific attacks on are disgusting, sexist, bull, you know what. Although she declined to identify the journalist in question, she did identify the person as male in a later tweet. I'm going to go right to the phones right now. I've got Lewis calling from Florida. Hey, Lewis, how are you?
Hey, Edward. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, this whole thing is designed to separate Trump from Bannon. I don't think Bannon's ever going to leave Trump. I think Bannon is probably his most loyal confidant right now. But I think it's obviously designed to deflate and separate him from his base. Trump is alone up there. He's got no one else up there but his base and maybe a handful of people. And, you know, and guys like Chris over at Virginia, you guys got to keep supporting Trump because he's all we got.
I agree. And this is a mind, a Jedi mind trick on the part of these people. And look, it's been going on since literally the day he won. Okay. It's this continued offensive, this campaign so that to delegitimize him. And you're absolutely right. It's basically and it's what I've always talked about. This is the insider versus outsider, globalist versus the nation state. That's what's going on. And that's why you've got so much resistance. But you're absolutely right, Louis.
Yeah, and what really concerns me is, I mean, I still don't know why he let Flynn go. There's got to be something else. Maybe there isn't. I don't know. And I'm very concerned if there is nothing and he still let him go.
I agree. I totally agree with you. I wouldn't let him go. There's got to be something else that we don't know about. You're right.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's a sacrificial lamb. I don't know. You know what I mean? Again, I'm sure there's more to the story, obviously, than what we're hearing. So.
Yeah. Okay, Edward. Thank you.
Love All right. No show. Problem.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. All right. I'm going to go to David in San Francisco. David, how are you? Thanks for listening to the show and thank you for calling.
Yeah. How are you, Edward? You're going to have the honor of hearing a fire truck going by in San Francisco.
Okay.
Hey, let's see. I called you before on what I think is going on with Trump. I personally believe he's organized crime and that his every action is...
Wait. Time out. You're saying that Trump is organized crime?
Yeah, yeah. And there have been books written about it. As a matter of fact, Bartlett was the guy that wrote the first book about him. And Bartlett just died... couple of days before he died, the day before the inauguration.
Trump is organized crime. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and the link to him is a guy named Roy Cohen. Roy Cohen was a big mob attorney in New York City for 30 or 40 years, and apparently.
Yeah, and Roy Cohen worked for who?
Well, he started out with Joe McCarthy. In the famous McCarthy commie.
No, he worked for the FBI. He was they say he was actually J. Edgar Hoover's lover.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange business about.
Yeah,
I'm not
buying the Trump is mob. If anybody's mob, it's the military industrial complex. It's the people that are trying to take him out. That's who's the mob.
That gets into the multiple players of the big picture. I may have mentioned to you before. I come from a family on one of my great 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 grandfathers signed the Declaration of Independence, and we were always raised to understand that the aristocrats never stopped attacking America. They're attacking us as we speak. I mean,
well, let me ask you this, David. Do you think that Trump is part of the aristocracy?
Well, there are multiple players who are, for example, the Klan were the left behinds of the Civil War. When you look at the Civil War, the British induced the South to break away so that they could split the nation and then reinvade. And the Klan were left behind as saboteurs. When you look at the end of World War II, that the Nazis were allowed to come into this country, they were allowed in by the Dulleses, who had a lot of ties to the British aristocracy and the Klan. And, you know, so there's this triad of aristocrats, Klan, and Nazis who are always trying to bring down America.
David, listen, I'm unfortunately going to have to cut you off just because, you know, we're nearing the end of the show here. And unfortunately, I don't have enough time to go into all this. This is pretty much, I could do a whole show on this, David. But thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. And thanks for listening. And maybe we could pick this up another time. I just really don't have the time right now. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it. I hadn't heard that one, that Trump is a mobster. Actually, that's not true. There's people that have said that, that he's got mob ties. And he may have mob ties. Does he know some unsavory people And by the way, Nazi, that's a rapper, right? Nas? Is it Nas a rapper? Yeah, I think so. Nas. Isn't he married to Kellis, the milkshake? Oh, they're divorced, right? Okay, yeah. Nas, okay. If I ruled the world, right? Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. You see? You get all kinds of things here. That's why you listen to me! Because I give you the real deal, Holyfield, and I take any and all callers, okay? But apparently, Trump is in with the Nazis of the world. The rappers. The rappers actually do really like Donald Trump, you know. That's why he got the vote of all the brothers, okay? That's why he got more black votes than anybody. Remember that, okay? Because, remember, he was running around with Mike Tyson and 50 Cent in New York, okay, back in the day. He was always an honorary brother. All right, unfortunately, we are out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Send me your friend requests and like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show, as well. I think that just about covers it. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.